Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Do you ever make stuff up about what's happening in your life? And do you assume it's the truth? Do you ever make stuff up about what's been said to you? How about the actions that someone else takes that may or may not involve you? Do you make stuff up about the intentions behind those actions? What about the thoughts in your head? Do you make stuff up and create beliefs about those thoughts? Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible awesomeness and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning in today. When we get honest with ourselves, we will find that we tend to make stuff up frequently. We've trained ourselves to judge and compare, and those behaviors lead us to making up things about all that we experience in life. We make stuff up about people, the things they say, the actions they take, their behaviors, their opinions. We make stuff up about our own feelings, experiences, thoughts, and just about anything else that occurs in life. We even make stuff up about ourselves, okay? And we do this all the time. One of the ways we do this, but certainly not the only way, is when we give value or credence to a limiting belief that we have about ourselves. Anytime a limiting thought dictates the beliefs that we have about ourselves and ultimately the actions that we take in life, we have just made up a story about ourselves and believed it. We make stuff up all the time. We create stories all the time, more often than we want to admit. Along with the things already mentioned, if you have children or even pets, we make stuff up about them too. There is really no limit to what our mind can conjure up and what we aim this behavior towards. As with all things we discuss here on Life's Toolbox, we are not here to judge ourselves or others. We are simply opening awareness to an action that may not be serving us and then looking at different things that we can do to change it into something that serves us well. I truly believe that the intention leading us to practice making stuff up is well meant in the beginning. I believe this practice begins with our own desire for understanding. Our human nature requires that we make sense of everything we see, hear, and feel. We have a need to understand every experience that we have. Before moving on, know this. It is perfectly okay, and many times even healthy, to just let go of that need to understand. Self-trust allows us to release the need to make sense of things. When we fully trust ourselves, we can let go of the need to figure it all out, and we can still know that all is well. That, though, is a topic for another show that we'll get into later. Today, we are looking at why we make stuff up and how we can open understanding without the storytelling that goes on in our minds. In most instances where we practice making stuff up, we probably start out seeking truth. There's no doubt about that. In our need to make sense of it all, we really are seeking truth in the beginning. Our minds create a scenario that makes sense to us, so we grasp hold of it. The problem with this behavior is most of us stop short of truth by allowing that which our mind created to be interpreted as truth. Today's tool is seek truth. And to do that, we must look deeper than the initial storytelling that goes on in our minds. When we journey beyond our need to make sense of everything, we can find the truth in every instance. We stop short because the truth may not always fit into our comfortable mindset, and to move beyond our made-up story requires us to change or move beyond what is comfortable. As you know, change is not always easy. In order to see the whole truth of a situation, we may need to redefine our comfort zone, and that requires us to be vulnerable and see things that we may not like or agree with. For many of us, it is just easier to adopt what we made up as the truth and then go on with life. We often just go on living a fabrication. There are two reasons we practice the behavior of making stuff up. One is that it can sometimes, and two other reasons is what I should say. One of these is that sometimes it's fun. although it's still not accurate in most cases. Another is that in the past, we may have accurately made up a story that turned out to be true. So now we think we're experts. We think we're correct in all situations. Obviously, we like to think that our interpretation of the thoughts in our head and the messages, or about the messages that were sent by others and the situations in our lives, we like to believe that those are correct. Many times, though, those interpretations are nothing more than conjecture. So let's talk a bit about some of the ways this behavior plays out in our lives. The first way we're going to discuss is about how we do this with other people. Have you ever walked through a mall or a grocery store, or some sort of shopping center, or anywhere where there might be many people, and then made up stuff about the people you see? You know, we sometimes see somebody else shopping, and we make up stuff about their ability to purchase the item that they're considering. We make up stuff about what they do for a living based on the clothes that they wear. We make up stuff about their political beliefs, their hobbies, their likes, their dislikes. And we do this all from a glance at what they're doing in the moment. How about that long-haired guy covered in tattoos that pulls up next to you at a stoplight on his very loud motorcycle? What's made up about him? What about the girl standing in front of you in a checkout line who has just an enormous amount of piercings? What do you make up about her? What did you make up about the new neighbor who just moved in down the street from you? Now, let me point out here, what we make up may not all be negative. We may actually come up with some pretty cool stuff about the fellow shopper or the motorcycle dude or the girl with the multiple piercings. No matter what we make up, though, if it is something our mind conjured up, it is not necessarily the truth. In cases like I just mentioned, it may be a little fun. You know, however, as much fun as making stuff up can be, discovering the truth is way more interesting. You know, I have a friend who actually does this on purpose. She's very aware of what she's doing. She'll go to a place with many people and she'll just find a place to sit down. And then she allows her mind to go absolutely crazy, just making up stuff. She does this, though, as a way to open her awareness to the behavior. And then after she creates this story in her mind, she simply goes into almost a meditative state, if you will, and reminds herself that the story is all made up. She releases what she made up about that person, and then she watches them a little bit longer with an open mind and an open heart and tunes into the truth that she can actually witness, not the story, but the truth. On occasion, she's even gone up to the person and struck up a conversation so that she can learn the true story about them. When we catch ourselves making stuff up about someone or even about situations, we must prevent the illusions we made up from becoming our belief about them. Like I said, sometimes it can be fun. However, it is still making stuff up. And until there is factual proof of the truth of that person or situation, we're simply participating in a fabrication. We also make stuff up in our relationships. Even though it is easy to believe that we know all there is to know about our partners and our relationships, we still make stuff up. When our partner tells us something, it is very easy to make up stuff about what they mean instead of gaining clarification. After all, this is our partner. We think that we should know the intentions and meanings behind everything they do or say. We are all served well when we remind ourselves that everyone, including our partner, is constantly changing and growing. What they did or said last week may actually have totally new meaning today. Often our making stuff up behavior begins with a feeling about what was said or done. We allow that feeling to translate what just happened and we create a story around it. Often the feeling is based on how something was said or done and not what was meant. What we see or hear is not always what it seems. Think of a time your partner came home from work in a different mood than normal. What did you make up about them? What did you make up about what they're dealing with? Did you ask for clarification? We often do not follow up and allow our assumptions to seem true. What stories did you make up if they answered nothing when you asked them about their mood? You know, we go all kinds of places with that. In interactions with people we know well, like our partners, we do not necessarily make up stuff about the surface level things like where they work, where they're from. We practice this behavior on a much deeper level with those that we know, and we actually try our hand at reading their minds. and their emotions. Unfortunately, most of us are not tapped into our psychic powers, so no matter how hard we try to justify our actions of making stuff up, this really ends up being nothing more than fabrication. So here are some questions that may assist you in knowing what triggers the making stuff up behavior in your relationships. You know, while these questions are aimed at your intimate relationship, they can be used for all relationships and all interactions with others. So here's those questions. Where does your mind go when your partner looks at you a little different than usual? What do you think when they are unusually quiet or distant? What thoughts jump into your mind when their tone of voice is a little more harsh than normal? Do you run different scenarios through your mind of what might have happened to cause the odd behavior or what is wrong with them? You know, most of us do. Do you have several different scenarios running through your head about what is about to happen? Do you automatically assume that whatever caused this is your fault? Do you begin coming up with exit strategies to avoid the impending doom that you believe is about to come? What does your mind do when your partner is late from work, before they arrive home or report in? We make up all kinds of stories. Many unnecessary levels of tension and numerous fights have been caused when the things we make up carry more importance than seeking truth. The conflicts and tensions often escalate and full-out battles ensue when we begin predicting what the other person will do or say. We often allow the fabrication in our heads to lead us to take action first so we can avoid being hurt. Of course, the other person very well could be doing the same thing to you. They might be making up all kinds of stuff about you and what you're about to do and what you're dealing with. As damaging as all this can be, the most destructive results of making stuff up is when we make stuff up about ourselves. You would think that we know ourselves well enough that we would never have to do this. However, we do it all the time. As I mentioned earlier, every thought and feeling that we have about ourselves opens us to create a story if we do not clarify, if we do not seek truth. Every limiting belief we give power to adds to the story we make up about ourselves. Every time we surrender our own personal power to someone else or some condition that we face, we add to the story we create about ourselves. Every time we see ourselves as lacking or less than or not good enough, we add to the story we are creating about ourselves. Most of the time, the story we are making up about ourselves is devaluing. There's a few cases that we might add value by making up a story, but the fact that it's a fabrication devalues us. So, anytime we make stuff up about ourselves, we're devaluing ourselves. When we seek truth and embrace truth, we have no need to make anything up. The key to stop making stuff up is to open awareness to the thoughts running through our heads. Sound familiar? You know, we've talked many times on the show about opening awareness to judgments and comparisons and expectations in order to release them. Well, folks, we do the same thing here with making stuff up. Now, I want you to notice the change that occurs when using this tool is the change that is happening within you. This is not a tool about changing others. It's about changing you through opening awareness and then adjusting your behaviors, responses, and reactions. From this change, you will experience a shift that will open you to the truth in all of your relationships, including the relationship with you. So when we pay attention to our thoughts, we take the first step to recognize the act of making stuff up. Once we become aware of a thought in our minds, we can ask, is it true? And can this truth be supported with evidence? One of the greatest resources available to us comes in the form of the question, what am I thinking now? We use this on many different levels, and we've talked about it many times on the show. What am I thinking now? Remember to also tune into your feelings just as you do your thoughts. Tune into how you feel in the moment. And then ask yourself, is this feeling appropriate? It's not ever wrong. A feeling is always true. If you're feeling it, it's true. But is it appropriate for the situation? That's what you need to ask. This is an important practice in all aspects of life, even beyond the scope of this tool. If what you are making up creates fear, anger, hurt, or any other negative feeling, you stand the chance of allowing that feeling, whether justified or not, to interfere with the relationship between you and others and the relationship you have with yourself. Those negative feelings many times are based on baggage from the past, and your current situation most likely is totally different. Sometimes one word, a look, or an action can trigger the old feelings, even though there is nothing else in the situation similar to the one that you're remembering. So stop making stuff up. It really serves no purpose. Whether the stuff you're making up goes to the positive scenarios or the gloom and doom scenarios, it is still making stuff up, and it does not serve you or the others involved. The question often arises as to how making up something positive can be a negative thing. The reason this quickly becomes a negative thing is when we start believing what we made up as true, even if it's positive, we are creating a new truth about the person or situation that we're making stuff up about. When the true identity or the true meaning of the person or the situation come out, it may actually be different than what we had come to believe. And then we feel lied to or betrayed. Of course, this is all happening with our own mind, within our own mind, and sometimes in our own heart. However, if it feels real and real emotions and feelings do come to the surface, that's a problem. If it takes you away from that relationship, if it distances you, if it hurts or harms that relationship. So just be aware. So let's wrap up the tool today by looking at how we can be aware and seek and stay with the truth. We must first find out what's really going on. We do that through open and honest communications. Folks, this is done with other people. It's done with ourselves. Open and honest communications. When another person looks at you a little different than normal, or someone you pass in the street looks at you harshly, open your mind to consider all reasons that could be driving the look. It may simply mean that they had a bad day and they just haven't sorted it out yet. They may simply feel out of sorts. They may just be tired or even a bit under the weather. The point is, we will never know the truth until we stop making stuff up. Now, in considering all these different options, you still are kind of in that making stuff up mode. What I want you to do is simply consider that there are many possible reasons for the look, the action, or the words. Once you have calmed the making stuff up behavior, and you do that by knowing that there's many scenarios, just tune in, look deeper, seek truth. Consider asking the other person, if you're dealing with another person, ask what's going on. If they answer nothing, folks, sometimes it is nothing. If they are the type to say nothing just to avoid talking about it, give them space. Just let them know that you're there if they want to chat about it. And you may want to use a phrase similar to, I sense that you were upset about something and I just wanted to check in to see if there's anything that I can do. And then let it go. Approach the subject with love and caring, and then just step back after making the statement. Allow them to consider your proposal. Now, watch your phrasing. If you choose to do this, just watch your phrasing, because sometimes we say it in this way. We might say something like, I feel like you're upset and it makes me feel, and then you fill in the blank. This phrasing most likely is going to make them feel like you're blaming them, and it puts the responsibility of your feelings on them. And folks, that's kind of a little selfish, and it really could put them on the defensive, which will shut down any options of getting to the truth. Sometimes it's okay to simply allow them to have their feelings as long as the relationship is not being harmed. If it gets to the point that your relationship is becoming damaged, you owe it to you and the relationship and the other person to begin a conversation. Just be sure to leave out blaming, no finger pointing, let anger go outside somewhere. Leave fear out of it or any other negativity that could derail the conversation. Keep it loving and authentic and open to discussion. Give them the opportunity to talk it out with you. Listen to what they have to say and tune into the feelings that they are experiencing. And don't assume what their feelings are until they actually speak it to you. When you do have a conversation, use this simple tool. When the other person is done speaking, ask, do you mean, and then put into your own words what you just heard. Continue the conversation until you find understanding and truth. And when you reach this point, you can easily let go of the story that you initially made up. Now, if you just told yourself that you could never find the courage to have that conversation, I'm here to tell you, you are making stuff up about you. You are perfectly capable of finding a way to have a conversation. Just keep loving it, keep peace in it, and seek truth. When you catch yourself making stuff up about you, simply ask, what is the truth? And one of the ways we do that is by asking, what am I thinking now? Look deeper at your thoughts and feelings and ask, what is real? What is made up? You will know the answers when you allow truth to rise above the story. Look to see if there is any evidence or proof that what you're thinking about yourself is true. Sure, there are going to be times when we feel something other than amazing about ourselves. When you find yourself here, tune into the story that you're telling yourself at the time, and then determine what truths and what fabrications are present. Continue looking deeper within your heart until you find clarity and truth. If your story holds anything other than clarity about the beauty and perfection of your essence, your authenticity, your awesomeness, look again. Look deeper. The truth of you is that you are awesome. You are authentic. You do have a beautiful essence. As you do this, do not allow judgments or comparisons to shadow the truth that you find. Embrace that truth. Don't try to cover it up. Express compassion and kindness to the people you interact with and yourself. Express compassion and kindness into the situations that you find yourself. The truth is always a better foundation for what is to come than the story that has little to no basis. So look beyond the stories. Seek truth. Like I said earlier in the show, the truth, in my experience, is usually far more fascinating, far more positive, far more empowering than the fabrication ever will be. Just tune in. That's going to be the key to just about every tool that we talk about here on the show. Tune in. Open your awareness. Open awareness to truth. So when we seek truth, it's like climbing a ladder, if you will. We have the story that we begin with at the bottom rung. The next rung is to just shave off a little bit of that story and reveal a little bit more truth. And when you think you have that, you take another step, you reveal a little bit more truth, and you take another step and you reveal a little bit more truth. Because what's going to happen, folks, is when you reveal the truth of you, when you reveal the truth of others, when you reveal the truth of the situation, peace will embrace you. Kindness will embrace you. Love will embrace you. It's that simple. When we remove the stories we tell, we can see the goodness and the wellness of every situation. When we fail to do that, we simply fall into judgment and comparison, expectations. We fall into all of the things that limit us from being who we are and limit the other people in our lives from being who they can be. Even if the other person in your life does not practice this, even if they don't understand this, even if they've never heard this, how you see them and how you see the situations that you find yourself in with them will heal. There's no doubt about it. When you seek truth, you find healing for everything that's going on in your life. When you seek truth, you remove the mask that we put on a lot of different things just because we might be a little uncomfortable at first. The comfort that you find in truth is far greater than any comfort you find in a fabrication. So look beyond the story. Seek truth. And you'll find peace and love. Thanks so much for listening to the show today. I'm just tickled to be here, and I am so grateful to each and every one of you that tune in and hear these stories. I truly hope that you can take at least tidbits of what we talk about here and put them into practice in your life. And I truly, truly believe that when you do, your life will start becoming more and more and more powerful and true. Thank you so much. I invite you to join the Life Toolbox group on Facebook. I want you to ask questions there. Begin conversations. Ask questions of me or the group. I would love to see this group as a platform we can use to elevate love and peace throughout the world. I want you to use this group to empower your own journey in life. And in doing that, you may very well shine a light on how others can empower their own journey. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about my books, personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate workshops, team development events, seminars, and many other works. I also provide emotional release and energetic healing services to assist you in moving beyond all that keeps you from living as your authentic self. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. Also, thanks to my producer, Mark. Mark does a fabulous job for many shows here on Empower, and I consider him a friend and part of the family. He's an awesome producer, and Empower Radio is blessed because of that. Be sure to listen to some of the other shows here on Empower Radio. There will certainly be at least one that you will hold that will hold meaning for you, and then share that show with others. And in doing that, you share positivity throughout the world. Until next week and beyond, look beyond the made-up stories and seek truth, love, and peace.